I remember I was once somewhere, and a song started playing. So they were playing music, and then all of a sudden that song started playing. I was like, ah. A few minutes later, I was feeling bad, and I didn't even know why. I was like, what's wrong with me? Why am I feeling bad like that? And before I knew it, I was like, ah, of course I feel bad. I realized that I actually feel bad because of the song. That song, my ex used to sing it to me. Anytime he's like, like if we're having a fight and then he's, just trying to make things up or, trying to make me feel better about something. So anytime that happens, he would just like start singing that song. And when I heard the song, and that was after we broke up, it triggered the pain inside of me, this feeling that I miss him, I miss what we had together, and I miss how he used to sing this song to me to make me feel better. So it was tough at first to realize that, oh my God, like I'm feeling bad because of a song. Hi, ladies. Welcome to a new episode of our podcast. I'm so excited to be here with you. And today's episode, I want to talk to you about what to do about post-breakup triggers and reminders. What to do about post-breakup triggers and reminders. And just like the story that I just shared with you right now, and I think for me, my smell sense is the strongest sense that I have. So anytime I smell something, it brings me back so many memories, and it takes me back to places and experiences that I had before. So another time I was somewhere and I smell. Perfume, men's perfume. And again, I felt this like drop inside of me. It was like, oh, what just happened? And then it took me a few minutes to just stop and realize, oh my God, I'm feeling like that because of the perfume. It was the same perfume that my ex used to wear. And it was like, I am feeling like that because of perfume and because of a smell. Oh my God, it's amazing. Like when you think about it, it's amazing how our bodies actually record all of these, all of these, input that we got from the outside, and somehow it links it to a person and experience or feeling, and then time goes by, and then you continue to have these same triggers. And then anytime you're exposed to any one of these, it brings you back to the same feeling, to the same experience, to the same person that you had, that you experienced this thing with. Yes. So you are somewhere, for example, and something terrible happens, for example. I don't know. Maybe like you broke up, and when you broke up, and then your ex started to talk bad to you, and then there was a song that was playing in the background, and then there was like a smell of someone baking something. Yes. Or you were wearing a certain shirt. Yes. And it wasn't a certain season. So the weather was, cold, for example. And so time goes by. So what happens at this moment is that your body starts to, like, it's getting all this input from the environment, the smell, the sound, the touch of whatever thing, the feeling, the body temperature. And all of a sudden, all these things are linked to the experience of your ex breaking up with you. And so time goes by, and then you smell the same smell, like someone baking something, or you're listening to the same song, and you can't help but to go back to the same moment, to that same moment, and then here you are reliving the same experience and going through the same feeling that you were going through at that time. And then you pause, and then you just like, I mean, at least for me, at first I was like, why am I feeling bad like that? What's wrong with me? Like nothing happened. So nobody, I didn't have a fight with anybody, or nobody talked to me, told me anything that's, you know, that could make me feel bad. And yet I'm just like feeling down all of a sudden. And most likely it's because you are being exposed to one of these references. There were reference points. So your body made references to link you back to that emotion, to that situation, to that feeling. This is why emotions are so powerful. Anytime we're experiencing, high levels of emotions, whether it's anger or sadness or frustration or disappointment, then chances are whatever is going on in your environment gets linked into your nervous system, into your body. And so years go by and you can still be triggered by the same thing if you don't clear it. Now, so today I'm talking to you about this, but then you say like, okay, but what can I do to not continue to feel bad about like these triggers every time I smell someone's perfume or a song plays, or, you know, like I see the same behavior? So I think the first thing that we need to do is just to be aware of the triggers. Awareness is very, very crucial, because like, let's say you are somewhere with people and then all of a sudden this song starts playing. So you know, first of all, you know why you're starting to feel bad at that moment. Like you said, oh, hey, I realize that this song is playing in the background, and that's most likely, that's why I'm feeling bad at the moment. Yeah. So I think the first time is to be aware of them. And then number two is to take time to clear these negative triggers and reminders. And this is so powerful to me, and that's why I love meditation. I'm going to continue to talk to you about meditation until you actually take a bit on it and then try to, you know, experiment with it and try it yourself. So what happens during meditation is that when we are in this relaxation, deep relaxation states, our bodies get to release all of the energy that we're actually all the energy that was stored in the different centers of our body. So let's think about smell. Yes. So you're talking about your nose. Yes. And so in this area of your head, there is a center of energy that is responsible for recording whatever senses you're being exposed to and what they're linked to. And so during meditation, when you are in this deep relaxation state, what happens for your body is that it starts to let go. It starts to release all of this excess energy, all of this low vibration energy, unhealthy energy that was stored in all these different centers of your body. And what that means for you, like living your everyday life, that means that you actually are not emotionally triggered when you are exposed to the same smell, to the same sound, to the same feeling or sensation. You're not triggered anymore. Why? Because the record that was stored in this center, it was released. And therefore, you go somewhere and you start and you hear this song, and all of a sudden, it does not, your heart does not drop. You don't feel bad anymore. Why? Because there is no wiring. The bond that was connecting you with this reference, with this special song, is gone. And that's why you're not feeling it anymore. And then you might also get to a point where you can start creating some positive ones, like linking the same reference to something positive in your life. Yes. So that's possible, or you can just release it and then you have neutral feelings towards this reference. So it's not good, but at the same time, it's not bad. Yes. It's not good. It's not bad. I really hope you found something benefit from this, that you benefits you from this. And please just take these and put them into action. Like, I show up every day and share these things with you for free because I want you to start feeling better and to, you know, have the tools that allow you to go through this pain without feeling that it's going to be the end of your life. So please just do that. And also make sure to subscribe to the podcast so that you don't miss out on any of the future episodes that we put on. Just make sure to do that. Show up for yourself. I'll catch you up in our next episode. Bye for now.